wants to be a millionaire.
Welcome to Talking Business with Dr. Sandra. Every Saturday morning, Dr. Sandra Palmer of Above and Beyond Management and Business Consulting brings her decades of entrepreneurial and consulting success to you in order to help you bring your business to the next level and beyond. Now, let's get talking business with Dr. Sandra.
It is a South Florida Saturday morning. Mike McGann here with you, as I always am. And now, it is time once again for Talking Business with Dr. Sandra. Dr. Sandra is Dr. Sandra Palmer. She was named one of the top 100 female entrepreneurs in the Americas by the World Bank. She is the founder and owner of Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. And she is with us to talk about how she can help you to take your business where you want it to go, whether it's brand new and you're just starting it, whether you've been in business for a while and you need to get to the next level. Listen, the world is changing. It seems like every few minutes, and it takes an awful lot to keep on top of it. Doing it on your own, well, that's a recipe for a failed business. It's just the way it is. Dr. Sandra Palmer can help you to avoid the pitfalls and avoid the mistakes because, I mean, she's done everything there is to do when it comes to business. And that's why Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting is here. You can always call Dr. Sandra at 954-945-1668, 954-945-1668, and let her help you. Hey there, Dr. Sandra, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you? You're just coming back from vacation.
Yeah, I took a few days off earlier in the week. I went up to St. Augustine, stayed at a bed and breakfast, and did a little bit of solo travel. And I got to tell you, it did me a world of good. I don't take a whole lot of time off. I'm always doing something, or I'm making appearances or performing or whatever. And I love it all. But it's really striking how much I think I kind of needed that mental break and didn't even know how much I needed it.
Yeah, sometimes you definitely have to just step back and press pause and spend some time with self and smell the roses and the coffee or whatever you enjoy smelling.
Yeah, you're right. You really have to do it. And I think that's actually, it's a key thing when it comes to business, because one of the things I'm discovering about myself is I'm not good at that balance. I'm always, like when I got back, I came back into town Wednesday and I went right to a cocktail party that I was kind of hosting. And then I went to perform and then I had an event last night. I've got two later today. I've got Sunday, and I'm realizing I'm deeply out of balance between work and life. And that is, That's not necessarily a recipe for success. I mean, it kind of used to be the way it was held up, but the times have changed as far as that balance, Doc.
It may seem like it's the recipe for success, and then something happens, and I say, if you don't listen to the whispers, then you get a loud shout from life when it kicks you over the head like a ton of bricks and you land either in the hospital. And it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. And this month actually is Mental Health Awareness Month. And
oh. Well, this is a good time.
I want us to spend some time talking about the crucial aspect of work-life balance.
Let's talk about it, because I think nowadays people have a very hard time finding that balance.
They do. And from a business perspective, what I want to put on the table and to make the case this week and next week is that work-life balance is not just good for the employees, it's also good business. It's good for business. That's the case that I want to make.
And that's interesting.
Yes, yeah. A good place to start might maybe to look at exactly what is work-life balance?
Yes.
You know, what is, let's start there.
Let's define it.
I guess that's the professor in me, eh?
Yes.
Work-life balance, I think we need to say what it is not.
Okay.
It's not 50-50. It's not an equal balance between spending 50% of your time on personal development and personal endeavors and 50% on work. That's okay. Not what it is. What it's about is an individual's ability to balance the way how they meet the different demands in their personal life
okay.
and in their work life without any undue stress or distress. So you see, it's slightly different. So it's about effectively managing these demands, whether it's your family, your leisure activities, or your studying, you know, whatever you're doing for personal growth, and how you balance that with the demands of your career. And that, how you do that is going to be dependent on where you are in your life journey, I would call it.
Okay.
You know, if you're early stage career, mid stage, late career, you know, you're going to be at a different place. And the demands on your personal life and your career will be different. And work-life balance is about how is it that you ensure that you are operating effectively without any undue stress on your life.
Yeah, that certainly sounds like a good thing I need to pay attention to.
So having defined it, let's look at what the stats is saying. You know, the research is telling us a lot of things here. And
okay.
It's telling us that 94% of employees say that they actually value work-life balance. So that's something that employers and leaders need to note.
Yes, that is true.
Almost 100% of workers
right.
are saying that they value work-life balance.
Okay.
And another 60-odd percent, way more than half, they're saying if they are going to be considering a new job and that job is not going to give them some amount of flexibility and some control over managing their work-life balance, then they would have to politely decline.
Wow. So it's important. That's literally become a make or break as far as employment goes.
Yes. Because if we don't pay attention to that, then you're going to be in a spot of bother in terms of attracting and also keeping the best employees.
Mm.
Because it's a competitive workspace, and
right.
and so employers pay attention to these numbers. Another important thing is that our younger employees, those who are under 30, they are the ones who are experiencing the most burnout. Interesting. And they are the ones who are complaining about it the most. And that's something to pay attention to. And because if we go back to looking at the five different generations in the workplace,
right.
Some time ago we had discussed that. And if we look at the difference in how each generation approached this thing called work, and what is important. So if we look just from the baby boomers all the way down to Generation Z, we find that your baby boomers are, that's a generation that thought that, you know, you needed to put in the hours. Life was more work-centric.
Yes, I get that.
Yes. And even today, when you look at the numbers, they're the ones who are saying that they have the greatest work-life balance. Like, they don't have a problem. Like, 77% of them
right.
actually feel that they have work-life balance, compared to the under 30s who are saying, no, they're having a major difficulty. This is not working out for them. And we should look at why is that so? Why is it that our younger workers under 30 are experiencing burnout and distress at a much higher rate?
Yeah, let's look into that, because I mean, it seems almost like it's a stereotypical thing about the younger generation, but there's some probably some very real things happening here.
There. I call it the troubles of the young, and it doesn't mean that the other generations don't have these issues. So let me just want to point that out.
Right.
But the young have some troubles, and one of the most obvious ones is that they're just starting out in their careers. You know, they're at the early stage in their careers, and when you're at the early stage in your career, what you're trying to do is that you really want to make your mark. You really want
yes.
to make a difference. You know, you really want to have an impact, and wanting to have an impact is you're going to put in more hours. You're going to probably feel more under pressure to perform and to show that you can. So the early career pressures, that's one. And then they have the economic challenges based on what's happening in terms of earning potential,
right,
compared to what it costs to live in a certain city or to just live a particular quality of life, right? And
yes,
then you have the work expectations. You know, what's expected of them? Where should you be? And the social factors don't help that, because the social factors, especially, you know, social media. Would make it appear as if everybody else is doing better than you are.
Oh, and that has a very powerful effect. I mean, it really does. You're comparing yourself to something that's not real, and it can certainly lead to plenty of dissatisfaction.
Yes, so it puts a lot of pressure. And not to mention just managing, you know, the whole impact of technology and how that has become so pervasive where, it's like work and life is all rolled into one. You're constantly on call, needing to check email, answer messages, be in touch. And, you know, there are some workplaces where the culture is, you know, being on call, being that guy or that gal who, you know, you're always available. And that's seen as a good thing in some cultures. Like, you know, you can always reach Mary. You can always reach John. They'll get back to you right away.
You can always reach Mike is kind of the thing I'm used to. So I this is an intriguing thing.
It puts a lot of pressure on this generation. And you know, they want work life balance, and then with all of this pressure, you can see where the stress and distress comes in.
Wow, this is a topic that we really need to get more deeply into, because there are different perspectives on it, but the effect is all very real. And, you know, if you are wondering how work-life balance, how it looks for your company, whether you're just starting, whether you think you need to make adjustments, whether you're having a hard time finding or keeping employees because maybe it's out of balance, it's a very important discussion. And Dr. Sandra Palmer is here to help you find what that balance is, both for your employees, but also as a business and the effect that it's going to have. So it's a really important thing, especially nowadays. You can call Dr. Sandra at Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting and find out how she can help you to create that balance in your business. 954-945-1668, 954-945-1668. The website is aboveorbeyondjm.com. There's still lots more to talk about with regards to work-life balance here on Talking Business with Dr. Sandra. Stick around. We'll be right back and keep that discussion going.
In the dynamic world of business, reaching new heights requires innovative thinking and expert guidance. Welcome to Above or Beyond, where your vision meets our expertise. We bring over 70 years of combined experience and a proven track record in transforming challenges into opportunities. At Above or Beyond, every step we take is guided by a commitment to excellence. At Above or Beyond, we're not just business and management consultants. We're your partners in achieving the pinnacle of business success. Visit us at aboveorbeyondjm.com. Email us at info@aboveorbeyondjm.com or call us at 954-361-1745. At Above or Beyond, the goal is excellence.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
And we are back with more Talking Business with Dr. Sandra on Legends 100.3. Dr. Sandra is Dr. Sandra Palmer. She is the founder and owner of Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. When it comes to management and business consulting, there is no one else who can help you quite like Dr. Sandra can do, because she's done it all. She has been riding some of these waves when they were still way out to sea and nobody else knew these waves were coming in. And there's always going to be the next wave and the next one and the next one. Change is the only constant when it comes to business, and nobody can help you navigate that change for your business quite like Dr. Sandra Palmer. It's why she was named one of the top 100 female entrepreneurs in the Americas by the World Bank. And you can learn more by heading to aboveorbeyondjm.com. That's the website for Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. Dr. Sandra is the founder and owner of that company, aboveorbeyondjm.com. com. You can also call 954-945-1668, and she'll help you wherever your business is. Now, what we are talking about today is a really key one, and it's work-life balance, which I think is something that a lot of people talk about, but what is it really? What are the effects? What's it made up of? Why is it so important? And this discussion is certainly eye-opening for me because I'm learning more and more how out of balance my own work-life balance is, Dr. Sandra. So we were talking about, you know, why it's important for employees, different generations, and how they feel about work-life balance. So let's chat a little bit, Dr. Sandra, about work-life balance itself. What is it? What are the components of work-life balance? What does it mean?
Yes. Before I answer that, Mike, I just wanted a quick follow-up on what we were talking about before. Why is it that our younger workers are experiencing more burnout? One other thing I wanted to mention on that is because they're younger, they haven't been in the workplace long enough, they also lack some of the stress management coping skills.
Oh, yes. That's true.
You know, and that's not to fault them, eh? They haven't lived long enough.
No, they're young, and they're trying to make their mark. And a lot of times when you're first starting, it's going to pay you less. And there's just a whole lot of variables that go into it. But they all kind of hit when people are younger and they're just starting out. So it's extremely challenging.
So they just have less experience in managing that, you know, balance between work and life and you know, the other things that they want to do at the same time.
Right.
Now, the other generations, as I said, it's not that they are not having trouble, but it's just in a different way. Because if we take a close look, we find that the different generations, you know, their work-life balance expectations and, you know, are different. It varies across the generations. And that has to do with the different values across the generation. I mean, how familiar they are with technology, the social context, and also, you know, when they were born, what were the demands, what's the economic situation like? All of this impacts, you know, how the different generations experience work-life balance and what is important to them. But when we look at the components of work-life balance, one of the first things to look at is time management.
Okay.
You know, how is it that you manage your time?
That's a big question.
How much of it is spent, you know, doing work-related activities? There are some careers that, you know, seem to be more pressuring than others, so maybe if we mention some, like, you know, law.
Oh, yes.
In the culinary
space,
persons find that they can be under quite a bit of pressure, working way beyond the recommended hours per day, you know, working on weekends, working on holidays, taking home work. So literally sometimes they move the office. Literally, you take out the briefcase, you move the office from the office at work to the office at home.
Right.
And for those who are working from home, then they actually never leave work.
Yeah, I get that. I know exactly how that feels, in fact.
Yeah, you know, the boundary setting. And I find our younger employees are more focused on doing this. You know, like they want to create some boundaries between work and life. They want to have different phones. They don't want to have the same phone number or use the same WhatsApp number for work that they use in their private life. And I can understand that.
It makes
they
sense.
Want to turn off. They want to unplug when they come home. They want to have a clear time, like, okay, work is over. I'm not checking emails. You know, I'm not doing work until tomorrow or until Monday if it's the weekend, which is quite different for the other generation.
Oh, wow, is that true? I mean, because back, I remember, you know, even, you know, my generation, it was very, I'm always on call. I never stop. You could always depend on me and reach me. And it's certainly very different because that was such a badge of honor
that's his word.
For that generation. But now it's a little different now. I mean, I get looked at like I'm nuts I'm always working and I'm on stage here and I get this call and then I got to go into my computer and do my email and change things at the radio station. And they're like, dude, when do you rest? I don't. Well, you should.
Yes.
And it's actually led me to re-examine some of my own thoughts on the matter because they may have some good points with it.
Yes, another component is being well-being focused. You know, it's not selfish to focus on self-care.
Yes.
Self-care is not selfish, because if you don't pour into your own cup, you don't have anything to pour into others. And so just well-being focused, like looking at what it is that brings me joy. How am I bringing that balance in my life? When is it time to say, you know, maybe this is too much? Step back a little, you know. And it's a thin line. It's a unique dance, because at the same time you want to move forward in your career. You want to do well. You want to seem like someone who is a team player. And
right.
So, how do you strike that balance?
That's true. How do you find it?
Saying when it's too much,
right?
You know, or when you need to lean in. Because I do think that there are times when, you know, probably you do have to give a little bit more. But I think it becomes a problem when it becomes a norm.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's kind of a sea change for me, because I've always lived by that. So this is a change that is probably refreshing and necessary, albeit a bit unfamiliar for a lot of us.
That is so true. It's a new way of looking at it. And I think it's one of the differences between the generations, where we're finding the clash again in values, where the older generation may feel that, you know, you should just put in your time. You know, you should just work hard, just roll up your sleeves, and what are you complaining about? But I think we are onto something. You know,
yeah,
maybe
right.
We just did not look at the negative impact that it was having on our relationships, because being overworked, you know, and being irritable and stressed and not sleeping and always irritated, and it almost became a way of life, where you just didn't realize that something was wrong with it.
Yeah.
It was just accepted.
That's true.
Now, flexibility is another component of work-life balance that, you know, it's not one size fits all. And, you know, I think as leaders, we really have to take a look at our policies and see what can we tweak to benefit, you know, a particular employee or group of employees. Can we be more flexible? Gone are the days when, you know, you need to manage persons by seeing them. You know, and being literally peering over their shoulders to see what it is that they're doing, you know, and how they're doing it. And
right.
The new worker wants more than that. They want you to trust them. They want you to understand that they will get you the results. They'll get it done. And you have to be flexible. I mean, think about Generation X. They are the ones who have aging parents because they're taken care of. They also
right.
have children. And how to balance that?
Yeah, it's a huge question, because there is an awful lot out there. And I'm learning right now to try to achieve some of that balance personally and professionally, honestly, because if I'm less burned out from everything in general, then I'm far more effective at what I'm doing.
I mean, when you come home and, you know, You're totally stressed. You are not able to enjoy your life. And it's interesting, you know, when you look at the bigger picture, you know, life between when you're born and when you die, and that dash between, at the end of it all, what is important? So, yes, we work.
Right.
Yes, we have meaningful careers. Yes, we give value. We build a career. But there, you know, that's not the end all. What about our relationships? What's the point in having success on one end and then you don't have the health to enjoy it, or you're not even around to enjoy it?
And your family as well.
Yeah, and your family. You know, persons have been known to literally, you know, there have been persons who have literally died at their desk.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had a situation years ago when I was doing some consulting with a firm, and the chief accountant came in, took his paper, was going through it as usual, and somebody came and said, hi, he was okay, left. I mean, 2 hours after that, you know, they were calling, didn't hear anything. Somebody went in and checked, and the gentleman was dead at his desk.
I mean, yeah, I would really rather not do that. I've got a son. I've got a lot of things I enjoy, you know? Moving forward, it's a very important thing to re-examine. I think that, you know, I'm from a generation where very often we defined ourselves by our work, by our career. I think now a very healthy thing is to define yourself as a human being who does this for a living. And finding that, applying it to your business is going to help you going forward. It's going to help you with hiring. It's going to help you with a better corporate culture, which is now such a key and important thing. Now, we're almost out of time today, Dr. Sandra. We're going to have to get back to this next week because this is a topic we're really just starting to hit our stride on.
Just starting to dive into, Mike, and especially this month, the mental health awareness, which I always want to say is also emotional awareness.
Yes.
Because sometimes when people think about mental health, you know, there are some negative connotations associated with that.
Oh.
As the, okay, I'm not mad, you know, that doesn't apply to me.
Right.
This is all about emotions and how you feel and your well-being overall. So next week we're going to really look at, you know, what are some of the challenges to achieving this work-life balance and the strategies to recognize when there is burnout and something is wrong, and leaders need to look at what actions, what strategies that they're going to put in place to ensure that we're meeting employees where they are, and, you know, look at some examples globally. See what we can take from different places that seem to have, you know, are doing a lot better at it than we are doing here in the U.S. and Jamaica.
Well, let's take a look next week. We're going to learn some of those, because if we're going to stay on top of all this, we need to find that balance. And I certainly have a few lessons I can learn. Your business can learn them too. I mean, listen, you need to reach out to Dr. Sandra Palmer if you are a business owner. If it's a brand new business, if it's one that's been around a while, you need to grow. You need to adapt to changing times, which is not always easy for us. But especially that work-life balance, that is so key now and moving forward. How can you apply to your business? Well, Dr. Sandra will help you with that. Give her a call, 954-945-1668, 954-945-1668, or check out her business, Above or Beyond Management and Business Consulting. That's aboveorbeyondjm.com. And we will talk more about this topic, work-life balance, next week at this same time on Talking Business with Dr. Sandra. Dr. Sandra, as always, thank you so much for your time and for all the great information on this program.
As usual, it's a pleasure being here, Mike, and have a fantastic weekend.
I shall. We'll see you again this same time next week for more Talking Business with Dr. Sandra, 954-945-1668. Talk to you soon.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Thanks for listening to Talking Business with Dr. Sandra. Let Dr. Sandra help you elevate your business starting now. Call 954-945-1668 or visit aboveorbeyondjm.com to learn more today, and tune in again next week for more Talking Business with Dr. Sandra here on Legends 100.3.